one of the things that really got me closer to my spirit was coaching kids. And my son loved sports. I did too when I was growing up. And my daughter had a little cheerleading team, and I used to coach the cheerleading squad. And one of the great things about teaching these kids was the area that Joan and I raised the kids in was an area in Hartsdale. It was very integrated, and you could find nationalities all over the place. And when you come time to coach the kids, you coach a couple of black kids, a couple of white kids, and the Asian kid, and whatever else. And it was such a great mixture. And one of the kids I coached was a kid named Tilly, Robert Tilford. I tell you, here's a story. One day Tilly comes up. Now, this is 48 years ago or something like that. He comes up to the baseball field, and he's got a boombox, you know. Like back then, as I remember it, it's a cassette player with two speakers on the side, and you carry it around. And that was kind of a hip thing for kids to do. But the music that came out of this thing was different than anything I ever heard. And he played at the field, and we just, like, he'd get going and start practicing, and you know, that wasn't at the games, it was just his practice, and he'd kind of move around. And one day I said to him, he brought it the second time, I said, "Hey, Tilly, what's going on with that boombox? What is that?" He said, "There's a guy from Peekskill trading beats with a guy from New Jersey. And I really like it." I said, "Yes, they're kind of saying, they're talking stuff. And it says they're talking in a certain way that kind of draws your attention to it. It's like kind of serious, you know, what they're saying." Until he kind of laughed and said, yeah, I can't wait to hear the next tape all the time. I said, "What do they call it? What do they call this music?" He said, they're rapping with each other. They're rapping. I said, "Oh, they're rapping, okay." Now, this is before any of that hate, you know, craze came in. It was a guy from Peekskill, a guy from New Jersey, trading tapes, trading beats, and having fun, and loving the thing together. And Tilly was sharing that with me. And it reminded me of the early days of my being crazy about Sun Records or hearing country music in general out of the Motorola radio and the hallway that I commandeered, and I could, at 6 years old, hear country music and get pissed as hell when they started adding drums to the tracks. You know, me, the six-year-old kid, I knew this stuff. And then it reminds me later when I heard the Race Records, you know, by chance, picking up a little magazine and coming home from a movie theater and seeing the Race Records charts and not knowing who they were, and finally getting all of Hank Ballard's records and being so into music, the music coming from the South and the country music. And now here is this guy rapping to beats, from trading beats with a guy in New Jersey, a guy from Peekskill. And they're the heroes to me. They started it all. And I told a few people, I said, "There's something coming. It's pretty cool." And anyway, getting back to Tilly. So I remembered him very well. And then all these years go by, and the kids go different places and do different things. But Tilly came over to the house a couple of times. Jones remembers him. We had a bunk bed, and Christian slept in the bottom, and Tilly was leap up top. And Joan remembers seeing Tilly's eyes over the top of the bunk bed in the morning and smiling at her. And he's just the nicest kid. And I do remember his sister once in a while, maybe at the games or something, and what a nice person she was. And she made you feel good the minute you saw her. And sticking it out with Joan with this story, as you know, Tony, she's not really a whiz on the computer or anything. She knows less than me, and I know nothing. But somehow or other, she got connected to Facebook once in a while. Somebody must have done something, and she said yes or something. And every once in a while, she shows me a Facebook. Like, she'll show me a Facebook from Paul Flota in Norway. And say, did you know they're playing last week? And then I'll say, no, I'll have to talk to Joran about that one, you know. But, guys, that's great. And then one day she said to me, you know, remember Robert Tilford? I said, yeah, why do you bring his name up? He said, there's a thing on Facebook that came in yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. And somehow or other we found it, and it was a beautiful note from Tilly to his sister. His sister had passed, and he was telling her how beautiful she was and how much she meant to everybody that knew her. And I realized that the everybody was me, too. I loved her. And so anyway...